Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Here come the Hawks at home, opening up tonight. And Coach Luke Richardson joins us now. And, Coach, I'll tell you something. I bet even after, 21 years playing in the National Hockey League and a decade of coaching, you must still have a couple of butterflies in the gut this morning, don't you?
Absolutely. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, to be on this side, the home side of of the excitement in Chicago on an opening night, for sure.
Nice win coming off of that Saturday night victory. What happens all week long, all this downtime? Do you call periodically and make sure the guys are home and not wandering around the streets of Chicago at midnight?
No, I don't think so. I think these guys are pretty high-end professionals nowadays. It's 24/7. So, you know what? I think you treat them like adults and professionals, and then they play like that. So that's my thought process. But you know what? It's not very often you get this kind of a rest, not rest, but a break from so many games in our season that we got to take advantage of it. So we had a little bit of rest, but we had some good work days at the rink and a little bit of video just to kind of shore up on what we're trying to build here. And the guys have been real attentive, and I think they're excited to be at home and start here.
This is the second first for you in Chicago, your first game at home as coach of the Blackhawks in a regular season game, but you also played your first National Hockey League game at Old Chicago Stadium. If I've got it right, Luke, it was October 8th of 1987, and you were on the winning side in that one.
Yeah, it was an exciting time. I made the Toronto Maple Leafs as an 18-year-old, and they were going through a bit of a young rebuild, and kind of similar, I guess, parameters that we're in now. And what a way to start. There was a big trade with Eddie Olczyk and Al Secord coming our way, and a lot of buzz in the building. And I think all the players tried to warn me about the national anthem, and I don't think you could ever get a warning for that. It was buzzing and humming that night at Chills right from the opening note of the national anthem. And I think that's what I've remembered from that game so much, just the NHL and the enthusiasm in the arenas, and everybody, it's a fast, exciting game, and everybody comes to the rink excited to watch that. And I think what I would like to do is try and translate that Chicago atmosphere and the fans' excitement right into our bench and right into our team's play tonight.
That's interesting. You spent almost a week on the road while you were playing three games. You went out early to Colorado. You've got the whole altitude thing there, but also maybe a little bit of a chance for some bonding with so many new guys who haven't played together before.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad thing, to get on the road early, and we had a few days just to spend together. And we do. We have new coaching staff, new players. We added new players even in the trip. So it really helps, make a team and build a team at the beginning of the year. It's nice to get on the road and just be together with the team. And then it wasn't too long. It wasn't like we were out there for 2 weeks and eight games or something like that. We were out there for three games. I thought we played very well. Colorado was a huge test for us, 5-on-5. I thought we did held our own and played very well. Too many penalties against a team like that, and that hurt us. But Vegas, I thought we were right in that game to the end. The guys fought hard. And, any luck around the net, we would have come out with some points there. And the guys didn't get discouraged. I talked to them kind of after the game, just quick, because I don't want to be in there all the time. Athletes are disappointed when they don't come out with a victory, no matter what or why or how. But I said, hey, you guys, I know it doesn't, it doesn't mean much for me to say, we played great. We stuck to our system to the end, because I know it sucks to lose, and that's not acceptable for you guys, and you're disappointed, and you should be. But let's not get discouraged. Disappointment's okay, but let's not be discouraged, and let's bring a lot of the good things we did tonight into the next game. And the guys have been really on task and hanging in there, and I thought we played a real solid 60 minutes in San Jose to get the win.
Luke Richardson. And Luke, I just hope you have on your to-do list now, beat the Red Wings tonight. That's all you need.
Absolutely. We gotta get you guys a 100th birthday present. I remember being there in the summer on your anniversary party, and we'll definitely try and do our best for that tonight.
We welcome all swag. Thank you very much. Good talking to you this morning. Go get them.
Thanks, Bob and Dave.
It's Blackhawks home opener tonight. Yeah, atrium doors open at 3. The gates open at 5:30. Game time 7:30. Kevin Paul with the pregame on WGN Radio at 7. John Weideman and Troy Murray with the puck drop at 7:30 right here.